The Netball Show with Flyhawk. Raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It rolled out pretty much the way I thought it would. I was expecting maybe a 10-goal. I think win is probably a good outcome for where we're at, and I was, you know, giving pre-season and watching and matchups and stuff, so I thought that would be a good outcome, and got pretty close to it, apart from, you know, a little bit of turbulence at the end. So yeah, pretty happy.
Even on the turbulence, so like, it was felt like a game of momentum. Like, there was a lot of swings back and forth. You know, first game tends to be the way, but I feel like in the third quarter especially, there was a noticeable point where they probably really wrestled it, and then you took it back and really ran away with it in the end. What do you kind of put that down to?
Change up, probably just to open up or expose mismatch with Pav coming in, I think is, and that's something that, you know, obviously we have the versatility in the shooting end for that reason as well, and we have other options to take as well. So I thought we're just holding off when we would make that change if we needed to, and to break it open, and also prepare her for super shot time so that she's got a bit of time and not just throwing her in with 4 minutes to go and expect some shots out of it. So to give her a bit of time to settle. And then when we had that timeout, we just refocused a little bit after the timeout too on a couple of key things that we were probably not executing on as well as we needed to. And I think just sharpen up, you know, and then from there, I think the athletes, the players adapted really well from that, the feedback, and came out pretty good after that timeout.
I told Jane in the aftermatch interview that her career average on net points is 72, and she hit 140 tonight. Not a bad impact for first game player at the club. You must be pretty happy to have
returned. Definitely didn't feel like that.
Look, I would say the second half I thought was like blistering for Jay. I think we went with that as well, as like, right, it's your turn, Jay, now to take the dominant role, and for Maddie to slot around a bit more. And with Pav, it makes it a bit easier, that sequence, because where she moves opens Jamie up more as well. So it, and Jay, often the way we're structured at the moment is playing a little bit offline sometimes or in the wide space. And so when we've got a shooter that's more dynamic and moving around more, that's the plan, of course, is then it opens Jamie up more as well. So I think that allows, I think, a bit more entry. Plus, we're still building that connection, really.
Yeah.
That's part of the downer, is a little bit is, whoops, that pass probably wasn't on, needed another ball. Needed another work, another ball, or a give and go. Get to edge for another one instead of looking off circle. But yes, very happy to have Jamie in the team.
First time Mavs have won the round one game of the season so far. So do you see that a good continuation of what you guys built upon in pre-season?
Yes, we are screenshotting first on the ladder right now. And one for one. So that's 100% win rate. Where I'm finishing now, retire. That's it. Look, obviously it is really good, and we need to celebrate the wins, but no, you've got lots of room for improvement, and that's how we know that we need to do that. But we still should celebrate the things that we did really well, and they did, and the moments when we didn't, reflect on those. And it is, I think, a lot of the tools and things we've been working on, and Jay wasn't there for a lot of it, and Amy missed a portion of it as well. So the match play has been important, and seeing it is working and coming forward, I think, and you can see in moments it's pretty effective, and then other moments when it breaks down a little bit, we'll just keep working on those ones.
I feel like as well, it is so important to start off really strong, because you don't have time to just work into it. Like, if you don't win enough games, essentially you miss out on the top four, so every game counts, and we know that, and yeah.
Thought probably something that's been a criticism over the past couple of years is probably the volume of contact, especially on that defensive line with Amy and Kim, and tonight it felt like they were very clean, really challenged that ball, got a lot of looks at it. What's been the work on to I guess make that adjustment to them in the game in those moments?
Definitely has been a defensive part of our defensive focus, is identifying there's different versions of one-on-one. You can be on the body, off the body. There's ways that you can position yourself depending on where you are. And there's certain balls you don't need to contest because it's a wasted ball. Like a wing attack getting the ball above the transverse line from a reset is not really a big threat. It's actually an opportunity to double team or whatever. So we've been doing a lot more about, they've got other options. Like, just because you didn't get first ball, it's okay. You can get a second ball, or you can get another ball, or you can set up for the other person. So we've been doing a lot more on that so that they don't feel like, you know, that traditional coaching is like, go hard first ball and get it. But for them, that's sort of their mindset, which is good. in most circumstances, but for us with a high penalty count, we don't want that the whole way through, because all it does is expose our keeper significantly, which isn't fair. So we've been working on that very specifically.
Sasha, obviously getting her debut tonight, club and SSN, someone that's really applied her trade in the VNL and the reserves division for a number of years. I guess from both of you, like, what's she brought to the team from a coaching perspective as well as a teammate?
Yeah, she's a good student of netball, and she has a good netball IQ, and she practices her craft. And one of the things, obviously, with me and her, and as some people I've coached before, is being careful not to give too many tools, because she actually enjoys working on them and using them, and sometimes too much almost. So we've been just navigating that little bit, whereas other people are a bit clearer on, cool, I'm going to do this now. So she's already got a great IQ, so it's adapting it a little bit, but still letting her play her game. And she's been taking that on really well. Like, you know, it's hard. I would generally like to rotate more, like an earlier, but again, I'm still got to find my way about how we do that and how it disrupts the team and creates connections and things in games. So, for you?
Oh, I just think, like Jez said, like, Sashi has so much netball IQ. She's the brains, but she's also so versatile. Like, the fact that you can chuck her in wing attack, goal attack, even centre, doesn't matter. She takes it on and she just, like, slots in so seamlessly. Like, you wouldn't even know that she's just being chucked into different positions. Yeah. But I think that's the greatness in this team, is that we've got a 10 that we can just chuck on at any stage and they will come on and make an impact. So I think that's a really exciting part of the Mavericks, and I think we will definitely use that this year.
And of course, any comment to 100th, what's been spoken about? Does it feel special to get a win for playing in a milestone game like that?
Definitely. I think it's always good to get a win in the milestone games, but I think Palmy is such a special player. She is all passion, all heart, and she is our leader. So she really showed that, like, especially in the first centre pass, she was everywhere. But yeah, she's amazing. So really proud of her, and glad we got the win for her.
And trip to Sydney next week as part of a double header, so you get to have a look at two games on the same day, which is exciting. But against the Swifts, any thoughts going in preparation for that one?
We look forward to it. We didn't play against them in pre-season, so it'll be a bit of a fresh one for both of us. We know that Grace is a threat in there, but similar style to Shimona, so hopefully we've got, you know, our tactics that we used against our own shooter and what others do against us, we'll be able to use them as well again against Grace. And then defensively, they're not overly tall, like, either, so again, they've got, you know, the 6'2", 6'3" kind of defenders, similar style as well, so I think we'll match up quite well against them, and looking forward to a good game.
It'll be good. Double header too. We haven't played at Kudos for so long. So hopefully we have a really good packed out crowd, and the vibes are there and the atmosphere. It'll be exciting.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sports and we're on the podcasts rail.